This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Bruce, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Sammy has arrived. He has made it to camp. He is going to be a Chicago Cub instructor. Are you guys excited about that?
Yeah, it was really exciting. It was so great to see him yesterday in full uniform, in the dugout. I think he said hello to everybody. I don't think there was anyone he didn't kind of grab, turn around, and give a little shake to.
It's all Sammy, you know, pure energy. That's what he was always about. Whether it was energy that people guessed about or real, it was always full-blown, always everything he had. That's what I always admired about Sammy is he gave everything he had.
Well, I liked the addition of Sammy Sosa in the dugout. I thought it was a great interview by Taylor McGregor, and I'm glad that he's there as an instructor in that role. I am more interested, Bruce, though, when's Matt Shaw getting there in terms of arriving in the lineup?
Yeah, not there yet. So we don't have a date yet. He's starting to take batting practice, as Craig Counsell said yesterday, with coaches' involvement, meaning, you know, he's not taking 25, 30 swings in a row. He's taking it easy, making sure that the oblique does not get strained again, taking ground balls, not throwing full out. So these are, you know, baby steps to make sure that he gets through spring training. We still have a month left, so, you know, he's not going to Japan. They haven't announced that officially, but there's no way that he's going to be ready to go there and compete.
Man, it's so disappointing. See?
It is.
It's disappointing,
you know,
rather, Bruce.
You want him for the other 160 games, don't you, David?
I guess, yeah. Does it? Yeah, it's just disappointing.
Those Japan games mean everything to David. Let's be honest.
And, you know,
Bruce, did you know we're going to be preempted for them? Did you know that?
You are.
Did you realize that? First time
ever.
Are
you ready to go at the end if it's a quick game?
We are going to have a watch party with listeners coming in for the Blue Cross Blue Shield studios, and we will be there watching the game with people, and then we'll do a little post game, right? Because Zach's probably doing the post game.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zach, I knew you. Like, let's book Bruce right now as a guest.
We'll book him. All right, Bruce.
I will. I'll be doing my usual pregame at 4:30 in the morning from Wrigley Field, along with the guys.
You do it well. So
then going out and greeting all my all the fans that like me. Wait a minute, they're not going to be any there.
Speaking of Japan, Bruce, Shota Imanaga is scheduled to make his first Cactus League appearance. When?
Today.
Okay.
Yeah. Today at the Giants Stadium in Scottsdale, and it should be. You know, I'm thinking it's about two innings and maybe 45, 50 pitches. He's already thrown on a backfield, so he might be throwing a little bit more. You know, Don Cooper, remember when Don Cooper invented in spring training the old we're not throwing our starting pitchers against teams we're going to compete early in the year. We don't want them to see them. So that's the kind of the rule that a lot of other teams picked up along the way. You know, don't let the competition see your guy. Keep him in B games on the backfields, and then when you're ready to go with about 10 days or 2 weeks left, you let him go full blown into Cactus or Grapefruit League play.
So we had a discussion this morning about the White Sox starting pitchers, and you know, we're just trying to remember names off the top of our heads and figure out how they're going to go. We know this team is built on young pitching, and we're waiting for it. And today, two of them will be pitching. Noah Schultz is scheduled to pitch, as is
Hagen Smith.
Hagen Smith. There's so many Smiths. And they're both the young lefties, powerhouse lefties. We won't be seeing either guy this year, will we? And who will we be seeing?
I think there's a chance you're going to see at least one of them by August. I really believe that's the hope of Chris Getz and the White Sox people, is that these big lefties start coming along. You know, they're young, but so is everybody else on the White Sox, right? Yeah. Everybody else that counts moving forward is a young guy, and why not have some of those bullets thrown in the major league games? Normally you'd say, well, give them another year in the minor leagues. You know, give me a good reason why.
Well, I think just because you don't want to hurt their confidence if they get rocked, you don't want to rush them before they're ready. There are a lot of valid reasons. I don't think they're used it or as much as they used to be, just because teams are rushing guys to the majors because there's so much pressure on them to succeed.
I'll give you a really good reason why they should, and that is, nobody is expecting the White Sox to compete for anything, okay? So why not, you know, if they've progressed along in the first 2 months, 3 months in the minor leagues, the last 2 months at major league level, getting a taste of what it's all about?
So do they start at Charlotte?
I don't know. Not necessarily.
Because isn't that a bandbox ballpark where a lot of balls go out?
Yeah, I mean, these guys are stuff guys, right? So a lot of their outs should be strikeouts, and you know, you just hope that a lot of the non-strikeouts are not walks. You know, that is what you look for. You look for command. You look at for the guy to work on the assortment of pitches. But you know, the good ones come fast, guys, and I'm all for it. I mean, again, the situation with the White Sox is right for them to be making maybe debuts in the last 2 months of the season.
They're not all Paul Skeens, Bruce. You can't rush these guys, because then you don't want a Chris Flexen situation where the guy's losing double-digit games in a row and his confidence shattered.
Yeah, you know, it's not the Little League either, okay? So these are professional pitchers that are now making their way. I don't disagree that you don't want their confidence shattered, but, you know, these are, you know, again, they're stuff guys. They should be eventually blowing people away. Why limit their thought process by not bringing them up late in the year? So we'll continue that argument discussion, David, throughout the season.
I love those discussions, Bruce. So Kevin Alcantara is a guy in the outfield that is blocked. We talked about him yesterday. Craig Counsell also referred to him almost like as an everyday player because of talent he's shown. Is he likely to start at Iowa? And do you think that if the Cubs are involved in trade talks for, I don't know, let's say Vlad Guerrero, Dylan Cease, or an ace to be named later, is he the guy that teams might start asking more about now?
Yeah, without question. You know, a five-tool player, somebody that has a really good arm, good power. He really hasn't, you know, in the minor leagues, he hasn't shown tremendous power, but he does have light tower power. And I think he's going to start showing it this year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You know, talked to him about a week ago, said he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. That's his number one goal. And he is a very confident young man. He has really impressed a lot of people here so far. So I did bait counsel yesterday by saying, well, this guy's good enough to be on your team. Can you have him be on a major league team and not get all the at-bats he needs at this age? And he said, this guy has to get at-bats, whether he's here or somewhere else. So didn't quite answer the question, but he's
well
going
done.
To AAA. Going to AAA, and we'll see. I mean, injuries will and do happen. And is Alcantara the first guy called up? We'll have to see, but certainly has the ability. There's no question.
You know, PCA had one of those innings yesterday that you kind of think, wow, if he can just do that, that gives them a dimension to their team that's different. I mean, the guy gets on base and just steals his way around the bases, and he's, you know, scored a big run at the time. They tied the game, and they ended up winning it 4-2. And I know these games don't matter, and I know no one cares, but they are yet to be beaten, which is a good thing to have, and he's running around the bases.
He's a dirt disturber. There's no doubt about it. He creates an awful lot of tension on the defense, on the pitcher when he's on base. And the contrary thing about him is he'll look awful in his first couple at bats, struck out on like three pitches a few times. And then all of a sudden he gets on base and he's an igniter. I mean, he changes the game, just as you said, by getting on base, creating a situation where he can come around the bases on one pitch, one mistake. And again, his hitting has improved as well, you know, taking the ball to the opposite field. He's got to be a little bit more selective on pitches, get umpires to work with him a little bit. You can't question every pitch that doesn't go your way. But there's certainly the talent there. We saw it in the second half of last year, what he can do. Now, is that offense, is that talent going to be linear? We'll have to see. It's a big, you know, it's a big role for him, and they're counting on him to be in 150 games and get 600 plate appearances. So let's hope that he's ready for it. I think mentally he's ready for it. I think maturity-wise, he's starting to get there, guys.
Quickly, Bruce, what is the plan for Carson Kelly? If plan A is how many games he will catch, what would you say that number is?
I'd say 70, okay? 92 for Amaya, who is somebody that Craig Counsell feels has really taken another step. both offensively, defensively, and most importantly, confidence-wise. You know, in the minor leagues, before he started to get hurt, he was a hitter first, catcher second. We didn't see the hitting part until the end of last year. He was an automatic out the first 4 months of the season. He has power. I think you can put him down for 15 and 65. And if you do that in 100 ball games, those are big numbers. So Kelly is certainly a very viable backup, but I believe that they hope that Amaya is taking the final step toward being a 120-game catcher a year.
Great stuff, Bruce. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Bruce.
Take care, guys. Have a great day.
That is Bruce Levine.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at Almased. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.